Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy sitting in here with you tonight on WWCR 5070, the transmitting jewel of the South, and we're live on the 25th day of June. Got a great message starting tonight, a three-part series. We done the first part just a while ago on WNQM Nashville, part one. Part two coming up on the global warming last days. Did you know that the Bible specifically talks about the problems of the end time, perilous times that are coming, that are here? We don't have to wait for them, ladies and gentlemen. We are the terminal end time generation. We are the last days. And, well, of course, you know that the Apostolic Fathers talked about the last days in their day. We're 2,000 years down the road, and we're counting. You know that we're closer to the time, and one day could be 1,000 years, than if we've only got one day left, we've only got 1,000 years. And you say, well, Pastor Buddy, that's forever. Not for you. But you see, death is once appointed. But let me tell you something. In 1,000 years, if the end does come and the judgment seat is set, you're going to have to give an account for what you did in this end time terminal generation. So you've got to get it right. You don't have time to play. We don't have time to be eating and drinking and being merry with the evil things of the world. We've got to put on the whole armor. Now, we're going to get into the explanation of this three, or maybe perhaps, if the Spirit's willing, do a four-part series on global warming. It's in the news. It's making headlines around the world. But you see, the industrial, international banker, one world order is not concerned. The only thing that motivates them is profit, usury, debts, burdens. Did you know that we're $46 trillion right now in the red? No wonder the economy is cooling down and the debt is heating up. That's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. The infrastructure of America and the Western world as we know it has been systematically destructed, taken apart, dismantled, piecemeal, and moved to our enemies, the countries abroad. Well, we could name China. You say, well, Pastor, but they're not an enemy. Everything I buy at Walmart is made in China. That's true. And pretty soon, did you know that General Motors is teetering on the brink? And that this giant automobile, it actually is the was the largest automobile manufacturing concern in the world. Now she's number two and fading fast. Did you know that Ford Motor Company and Chrysler has been bailed out repeatedly in financial disasters? No wonder that we are in a debt-laden, driven economy. Yeah, we're buying things more than we ever did on plastic. And we're creating such a tremendous debt that we are enslaved. You say, well, what's wrong with that as long as we can get away with it and don't have to pay it back? Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what we've done. We have taken the profits of our prosperity and given it to the enemy, who has taken it and promised us that they would create a utopian paradise, and instead they have created nothing but a maze, a rat's nest, a global economy that is failing all over the world. We're fixing to have economic, financial, and natural disasters. We want to talk about natural disasters. So you call a friend and tell them that Pastor Buddy's on live tonight on WWCR with Global Warming Part 2. Now, let me tell you also up front here that you can listen to Pastor Buddy on the Shepherd's Call by simply going to the internet. If you have internet connection, you can hear Pastor Buddy now live on WWCR through your internet connection. We're very excited about that, to give you another option if you don't have a shortwave and you don't have a good reception. Then if you got a computer and you can download WWCR radio, that's all you got to do, and you can listen to us, and we'll give you the link at the end of the program. If we have time, I'll give you the uplink exactly where you can go to and download it and listen to it. Brother Tom, a good friend of mine in Michigan, has discovered how that you can link up live to the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy on your internet connection. We're very excited about that. Just gives you another option to listen to our program. We're glad to have you aboard. Now, we're going to talk about the last days. We're going to explain to you the end of time. Now, it doesn't mean that the end of this earth or the burning up, as some people believe. You see, the only thing that's going to burn up is that which is not eternal. But right now, man is literally burning up through the heating of the earth, the heating up. We're going to explain to you why that's happening and give you biblical applications of spiritual revelations spoken of thousands of years ago in the past, that the last days of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Now, remember in Hebrews 1 and 2, God hath said in the last days, He has spoken to us by His Son to give us this revelation. Well, in Matthew chapter 24, we have all of these end time signs revealed by the Son of God. He told us exactly what to look for. Now, He said, you will see signs in the sun. Now, one of these is the direct involvement of the heating or the expansion of the flaming, we talk about solar flares. And this year, ladies and gentlemen, this past year, 2005, unprecedented solar flares, communication disruption, some of the sensitive instrumentation that is directly related to communication has been disrupted. Well, waves of the sea roaring, tsunamis, and when Mother Earth is just like she's in a vomiting stage, she's in a sick fever stage, and when we see these things come to pass, the waves of the sea roaring, great distress. You know, when people get angry, get hot under the collar, they get stressed out, and there's no way to cool it down. Well, it's a miserable state. Well, that's the way the earth has become. All of the sins of technology, the greenhouse effects, we're going to talk about that and what it means in the relationship to those things, and what it means to you if you understand the end time scenario where we have what we would describe as a time of trouble such as the world has never accounted. Did you know that the greenhouse gases that relate and gather in the atmosphere will and has already in the last 100 years, the average temperature of the earth has increased to right now an alarming. The scientists are pushing the alarm button, and nobody is paying any attention to the signs of the end time, with the earth's average temperature has grown by 1 degree. Now, that doesn't sound much. People don't get excited about that, but the catastrophic results of just 1 degree rising in a temperature that should be stable, should be constant. The earth and the environment and atmosphere should be clean, but the greenhouse gases created by modern technology and the very fact that the Bible describes this scripture, I'm going to relate the scripture to you now. It says that the sun became hot, hotter than the normal or the average, because it said, and the sun scorched men in the last days with a heat, and men begin to blaspheme. 1 degree now, but listen, this is the frightening scenario that I'm going to paint you a picture to get you alarmed. And you say, well, what can I do about it? I'm just one man on the planet. One can chase 1,000. Two can put 10,000 flight. You can affect by talking and by telling your brothers what kind of imminent danger that we have, because the earth will heat up in the next 50 years. Now think about this. Well, last year it's increased 1 degree. From 1 degree increase, we will now, in the next 50 years, if nothing is done about the gas, the greenhouse effect that we're talking about here, and we're going to show you how that the greenhouse has become trapped in the atmosphere by the pollution and the things that we're doing to create materials, ladies and gentlemen, of all things, for the pursuit of materials. It says also in 2 Timothy that men will be lovers on their own selves, lovers of money, wealth, seeking wealth. They care not for the damage. Did you know that we've buried enough nuclear waste? And now, since this is coming about, the backlash of this technology expanse that we have had for the last 50 years is now that we have almost slowed down and completely stopped, well, in America. But did you know that most of the other developing nations like China and India and other places around the world, Pakistan, they have turned to nuclear energy? And that we have now that's not bad. These things are quite, have proven so far quite safe. We've only had the Chernobyl accident, and we've only had nuclear site here in America that leaked a little radiation and caused some problems and some alarm and some fear and things of this nature. But since then, they've managed to keep this nuclear energy safe. Well, we are waiting for a disaster, catastrophic disaster to happen. Now, with the greenhouse effect and with the warming of the planet, it also increases farther north insects, mosquitoes, diseases, viruses that lay dormant have been now reinvigorated with warmth. And even to the North Pole, where we're having massive ice meltdowns, and we're increasing the levels of the ocean at an alarming rate, and we need to expect that in the next 50 years, the degrees of warmth will increase. And this is frightening to me. When I did my research for this program or this series of global warming and the cause and the cures, we're not going to take the cure, ladies and gentlemen. There's not going to be any cure anytime soon. We may be the possible end-time terminal generation that never recovers, because the Bible said in the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation, you see, we never learn because of greed, because of mind control, because of the government's ability to whitewash and to make everything look like it continues. As the Bible said, there will come in 2 Peter, it says, chapter 3, it says, there will come scoffers in the last day saying, where is the promise of his coming? You Christians keep saying that Christ is going to return. Where is the promise? For since the beginning of the creation, time has continued on, and there's nothing to be alarmed about. Let us eat, drink, and be merry, and take a rest, And in that day when they say peace and safety, the Bible said, then cometh a sudden destruction. Did you know that scientists are currently unable to determine which parts of the United States will become wetter or drier? But did you know that we have had the wettest June on record? Let me repeat that. We have had the wettest June on record in the Northeast, and we've had the driest on record in the South Southwest. Even Georgia, it's the drought has become moderate in Georgia. We're suffering now an exposure to drier, warmer, or wetter and hotter weather. It is unprecedented with the change of the plagues that are associated with just this degree shift. And the next 50 years, we'll have from 1 to 3 to 4 degrees rise in temperature. That is projected by our current scientists that are now trying to push the panic button or to push the alert button. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to pay the fiddler, so to speak. We're going to have to slow down our technology. We're going to have to revise. We're going to have to change our fuel consumption. We're going to have to be more conservative, and that's not going to happen. The expanse, the demand of a debt-ridden economy, debt-loaded. We are $46 trillion in debt to the international banking system, and we will never, never, never be able to repay or recoup without a financial failure. And there's one scripture in the Bible that relates to, and this is the only place it relates or states this fact, and it's in the book of Genesis, where Joseph was the little prisoner in the prison, and he was raised up and entered into the house of Pharaoh. When he climbed the 70 steps into the temple to meet Pharaoh and to accept the crown, he had 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. In his mind, the Father had already revealed to him the plan when money failed. Do you have a plan when money fails? Are you prepared when you can't use your credit card to get what you want? Are you those that are spoiled and corrupted? You're unthankful and unholy. You're pursuers and lovers of pleasure. Are you going to be sad when you reach for the light switch and the lights won't work? Are you going to be sad when you can't go to your favorite entertainment center to entertain your flesh and tickle your fleshly, lustly desires? Well, that time's coming, ladies and gentlemen. Did you know what the Bible said? It will be a time of trouble such as the world has never seen, and perilous times. Nuclear disasters could happen. Unprecedented, catastrophic, on a scale that is unprecedented, with a temperature rise from 1.5 to 4.5, and that's within the realm of reachable possibilities in less than 50 years. When the population will explode to 10 billion people unless there is a plan to remove some of the population. Now, I mentioned some of the catastrophic illnesses that will begin to ravage across the earth, already in process, already introduced by those who are trying to plan to reduce the world's population by one-fourth. And that means 2 billion to possibly 3 billion people will be set for elimination by disease, by war, by famine, by pestilence, by waves of the sea roaring, by increased climate temperature when they can't grow food. We have famine right now all over the earth, unprecedented. What are we going to do about it? We're not going to do anything except what we're doing. We're going to continue to run to and fro. We're going to continue to seek rest and find none. We're going to continue to invest and go deeper in debt as long as the credit is extended, our hand of begging as servants, as like blind Samson grinding at the mill, blind and oblivious to the consequences of our ignorance and stupidity, because the Bible indicates that we will indeed be destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We don't even have the self-exercise of control to control ourselves. Our bellies have become our God. We are a nation of overweight and obese people simply because we choose to eat the foods that have been genetically modified and programmed to enter the cells, the membranes of the body, and to disrupt the harmonic vibrational electric response back to the Creator. See, this is the reason that Satan is succeeding with this disinformation program that he's got going. And you know that truth is a precious commodity in the last days. The Bible said there will come a famine for hearing the word, because the word is not a popular saying among the people, because they seek enticing words of man's wisdom. We need some miracle working politician to get up and lead us farther into the debt trap and the destruction trap. And the Bible said it will come upon us in a day when they say peace and safety, we're going to see sudden destruction. Now, I've been on the largest island in the world, and that's in at the top of the world in Greenland. I have seen the beautiful, beautiful, literally millions of acres of ice, sheets and layers of beautiful ice that is frozen there, that gives us water at a normal rate if everything is going good. In the last 50 years, the temperature rising 1 degree has caused catastrophic results with the ice shelves of both the North and the South Poles. The levels are expected to raise sea level by melting the mountain glaciers and the Greenland ice sheets. They agree that the likely average global temperatures over the next century will rise from 1 to 4 degrees, projecting the change in particular regions will therefore bring about catastrophic results. Are we worried? Are we concerned about our future generation? Why, no. Why? Because we are at the point with these emissions, these greenhouse emissions that are going into, and according to the National Academy of Science, the Earth's surface temperature will continue to raise, and the energy from the sun that drives the Earth's weather and climate and heats the Earth's surface, in turn, the Earth radiates energy back into space. And the atmospheric greenhouse gases, the water, the vapor, the carbon dioxide, and other gases, they are becoming trapped at the outgoing energy and are now retaining heat somewhat like glass panels of a greenhouse. And that's why they call it the greenhouse effect. Without this effect, temperatures would be much lower. Much lower. And we would have what we call clean air, and we would have good oxygen, which we don't have now, and most respiratory illnesses, which is at an unprecedented increase. Doctors' offices, hospitals, institutions of medical concern are overworked, overstaffed to the point, let me tell you something here, that hospitals are now becoming actually the second home to those that can get in, and now the emergency rooms around the nations are closing its doors and refusing to take in people because they have to treat whether you've got money or not, and they're going broke in the emergency room entrances where that they have to take the people on board, diagnose, and treat the problems. And it's so overwhelming that we're having catastrophic health failure to an unprecedented level that has not been known and probably will only increase and get worse. Now, if you look at the several scenarios that I've just talked about and the differing projections of these underlying factors, for example, by 2100, in the absence of emission control policies, carbon dioxide concentration are projected to be from 30, listen to this, to 150% higher than today's levels. Ladies and gentlemen, that means that the surface temperatures would increase 5 points since the late 19th century. The 20th century's 10 warmest years all occurred in the last 15 years of this century. Of these, 1998 was the warmest year on record, and the snow cover in the northern hemisphere and floating ice in the Arctic Ocean have decreased to an alarming rate to where the sea level has risen 4 to 8 inches over the past century. Worldwide participation of a program to avert these disasters is slow in coming. We're still debating the issue, and it's just like boiling a frog in water. Ladies and gentlemen, before you know it, that these increased concentrations of greenhouse gases are likely to accelerate to the rate of climate change, which are expected to average the 1 to 4 that I just gave you in the next 50 years, which will be disastrous. And then, therefore, the Bible prophecy of the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation, which frightens me every time I read it, that he is going to have to intervene. Who? Our Savior, our Creator. You say, well, okay, then, good. We'll just wait till he, you know, comes down and saves us from ourselves. No, ladies and gentlemen, that's not going to happen. You're going to be judged according to the deeds done in your body. If you're not part of the solution, you're the problem. And he's coming back to get rid of the problem. He is the solution, the climactic solution. But if you want to be part of the problem now, today's the day of salvation. Today's the day for you to get up off your duff and get about your Father's business. Today's the day you shout this on the housetop. And the day is the day that you cry out into the streets. And if a man of wisdom hears you, he will repent and fall upon his face and turn from his wicked ways and call upon the great name of the Almighty. And the Bible said that the prayers of the righteous, which availeth much, shall go up before the Father, and the Father will say, it is my people that are calling in the time of need. Did you know that it took in the time of Joseph's reign, when money failed, when there was no prosperity, when Joseph, by his wisdom, had the ability to gather up all the treasures of the earth. Did you know that's happening right today in a reverse mode? Did you know that Joseph was a righteous man? But do you know that the same effect that 3% of the world's population contain and control 97% of its wealth? You think it's fair and equitable? Do you think that we're in a just society? You think that our nation, which has become godless, antichrist, where they've taken prayer out of the schools, prayer out of the courthouse, we have put liberal judges in the Supreme Court system, where we should have men of good minds, when we should have men that know the truth, when we have these liberal men that are now promoting a godless society, that it's a violation of someone else's rights when this nation, founded on the principle institution of our Constitution, which was, as our money describes, in God we trust. But don't you know, ladies and gentlemen, that that is not true? We don't trust in Him no more. Let me show you something here. In the book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse 1, Jacob, our father, the father of Israel. Israel is scattered abroad. Israel is not one little concentrated nation of people that gathered back in the last days in the land of Israel. That's a lie. Israel is a people scattered throughout the earth. And unless we return, as it is stated in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, unless we begin to call on Him, the people that's called by His name, Israel, I'll tell you what will befall you in the last days. Genesis 49, 1. He told them in Isaiah 2 and 2, it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of Yahweh's house shall be established in the top of the mountain. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that means that there's going to have to be a restoration, an opening of the eye of the people of Almighty God, that they're going to come into knowledge. Is it going to be in time? Let's hope. Let's pray. While there's still time, we need to take time to turn back from our wicked ways, become part of the solution rather than most of the problem, as it is recorded in Acts chapter 2, verse 17, it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon the flesh of Jacob. And know this also in Micah 4 and 1, that the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of Yahweh shall be established in the top of the mountains. What does that mean? The minds will be won back. We shall return to the old path. We shall begin to seek Him, for the righteous shall inherit the earth. Did you know that the battle is to those who know? Because we've already lost the battle in ignorance, fear, and superstition by following a menu of Christian diet, a weak-kneed, knock-kneed, boneless, spineless, backbone preachers that are compromising with the system of Babylon to present itself as an antichrist. You know there's many antichrist. It don't talk about what. We keep telling, hearing these preachers talk about some antichrist is going to come on the scene and stamp you in the forehead. Ladies and gentlemen, the stamp has done been stamped by many antichrist, and if you're one of those that stand with the majority who oppose prayer in the schools, prayer in the home, the ability and the liberty and the freedom and the righteousness to pursue God and worship Him in spirit and truth. You see what's wrong? We now have incorporated the Babylonian gods, or the gods of many, the gods of the Asiatics and the gods of the Africans and the gods of all these gods that are no gods, and brought them, and we've set aside the God of Jacob and bowed the knee to Baal, just like it was in the days of Israel. In 1 Peter, we know in chapter 3, verse 3, as I've quoted you, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last day scoffers, walking after their own lust. And in 1 Peter 1 and 5, we are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Ladies and gentlemen, there is coming an awakening for the house of Jacob. I tell you this in the midst of the greatest time of trouble, which you can read in Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse 7, or 30 and verse 7, that Jacob shall be delivered. I'm going to repeat that. In the 30th chapter of Jeremiah, verse 7, it says that in the days of Jacob's trouble, there shall be a reuniting of the two houses which have been divided, and the house of Joseph, just like it was in the book of Genesis, Joseph raised up and changed the birthright, accrediting it to the throne of Joseph rather than the throne of Judah, where the lying Jews who claim to be Jews who are not Jews have stolen the birthright and convinced the people that they are God's chosen people when indeed they are not. In Jude, I have told you that there should be mockers in the last time who shall walk after their ungodly lust. And in John 2:18, it is the last time, little children, and you have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now there are many Antichrist, whereby you know that it is the last time. Many Antichrist. The federal court system is Antichrist. Oh, you say, well, I know a judge and he goes to Sunday school. Yes, but he gets on the judge and he rules against prayer in the school. Did you know that now it is a sin to pray in the institutions of our laws where they say, well, it's a separation of church and state, and that's what the founding fathers was basing the Constitution upon, of a separation of church. Did you know that we should be a theocratical government rather than a denomic or democratic, and that means the same thing? Those who rule by mob rule, the aspects of our government has turned Antichrist, ladies and gentlemen, right under our nose, and we as unsuspecting sheep have been taken to the pen and penned up by the wolves of Antichrist godless society that is now imposing the laws and the restrictions of our thinking is placed in the liberal hands of those who do not believe in a risen Savior. Just ask them, and if they believe in risen, oh, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, their eyes are blinded and all of these things that we hear. This is sympathetic, compromising, and the Bible says, did you know why the apostles suffered at the hands of these lying scumbags that call themselves the people of God? Because that the Bible said in the book of Revelation chapter 2, verse 2, I know them that say they are Jews and are not. And in 3, the third chapter, and the 9th verse, it said, I know them that call themselves Jews but are not, but are liars. Did you know that the true house of Judah is not where you think it is? Did you know that the people of the true seed of Jacob of Genesis 49, when he gave the prophecy that when the scepter would depart from Judah, then there would be an enlightenment and a vision given back to the people of Jacob? Ladies and gentlemen, the scepter must change. You must change your concepts and your belief system that the Jews are God's chosen people. If you don't get this, you'll never get the message of truth. And you'll never sit with the prosperous seed of Jacob as they rule in the kingdom, as they receive their eyesight back, as it is recorded in the book of Romans, chapter 11, verses 25 and 26, when there shall come a deliverer out of Zion that will restore the true birthright, throne, and scepter back to its original honor and concepts and belief system, where that we can now put the horse before the cart instead of having the cart before the horse. Ladies and gentlemen, we become servitude to a usury system that's been devised and created out of thin air. And the international banking system has become the greatest burden upon the back of blind Samson. As we grind corn, all of our prosperity has been taken away. Well, did you know that we should be a lender to nations and that we owe $46 trillion? This is not in the wealth of the nation. This is in debt done being established as a debt load for the taxpayers to keep paying. The burden of grinding at the wheel is blind Samson as we let the wolves into the hen house to divide the spoil. And, of course, when two wolves and a sheep sit down to decide what's for dinner, we know what's going to be on the menu. There's no question that we've been taken to the meal. Our eyes have been put out, and this is prophetic, ladies and gentlemen, that there would be blindness for 2,520 years. Well, that time ended in 1998, which happened to be the driest year, or the hottest year, or the wettest year, depending on where you are at in the time zones, because you see, here on the southern coast in the Gulf of Mexico, here in the last 5 years, we've had unprecedented warming of the oceans, raising of the level of the waters, just like New Orleans, which was built actually in a low-lying area before the rising of these oceans. And did you know that it's projected that the oceans will rise 8 to 10 feet on a projection that our scientists are telling us because of global warming? And the poles and the ice shelves melting at an alarming rate, that we're going to have an 8 to 10 foot rise in ocean levels. And if that's true, that over 90% of the present coastline will disappear underwater. And that is a disaster waiting to happen. Now, let me show you something here. Did you know, in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 30, when you are in tribulation, remember I told you the prophecies of Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7. When you are in tribulation and all these things are come upon you, even in the latter days, if you will turn back to the Lord thy God, and if you don't, in Deuteronomy 31:29, evil will befall you in the latter days, and the choice is simple. Choose this day who you are. Are we going to return back to our Creator? Are we going to return back to His laws? Are we going to restore the birthright to its proper place? Are we going to take the scepter of power and replace the wolves in the sheep pen with the rams that have the ability to stand up and defend the sheep? Did you know that we need men of spiritual integrity and character and vision? Did you know that the Father is now, I'll tell you this, we're on the winning side. I'm not preaching a defeated message here this evening in your presence on WWCR. I am preaching a victorious, winning people that are chosen, and as long as there's a sun and a moon in the sky, then Israel shall remain before our Creator. I read the last chapter. We win. How? I don't know. There's going to have to become some type of an infusion of spiritual eye salve applied to the blinded eyes that is executed in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 20. Listen, the anger of the Lord, Yahweh, shall not return until He has executed, until He has performed the thoughts of His heart, and in the latter days you will consider it perfectly. Oh my. That sends shudders, that sends vibrations, that sends inspiration, that sends joy unspeakable and full of glory through the bones of Jacob, Israel, everywhere. These dead bones shall rise and come out of the valley of darkness and sleep as Rip Van Winkle. We will have the emergence of the glorious power of the mighty Spirit, of the revival, of the restoration of the end time. And when the sexton gets anointed and when he gets purposed, then the joy of retaining and reestablishing the kingdom of heaven will be a joy unspeakable and full of glory to the ears of our Father, who said, "It is my people," and His people shall say, "It is our Yahweh." Oh my, the fierce anger of Yahweh shall not return until He hath done it, and until He has performed the intents of His heart, and in the latter days you shall consider it. Jeremiah chapter 48, 47. Yet will I bring again the captivity of Moab in the latter days. Now what does that mean? That means that the house of Esau, Edomite Jacob, that is mixed into the bloodline from the house of Judah in Genesis chapter 38, these serpents will be identified by the knowledge and the wisdom of prophets who are able to discern between good and evil, and they will no longer call good evil and evil good. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that the time has come that men will return to the Father with a whole heart, and it shall come in the last days when it is spoken in the book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 28. But there is a God in heaven. Oh my. My people will consider this. That he reveals secrets and maketh known to his prophets what shall come upon the earth in the latter days. Now he said, O Nebuchadnezzar, I am come to make you understand what shall befall thy people, Israel, in the latter days. For yet the vision is for many days. And the last part of that verse that I just read you is simply highlighted in my mind. The latter days is a period of Jacob's trouble when he shall be delivered and when there shall be a restoration of the proper procedures of the house of Israel, when the two houses will dwell together without any animosity, without any split, and without any blindness, and it will come as the Bible says in the last days. Here it is in John 6:39. As I moved into the New Testament, I've got to hurry. My time has just vanished off of the time clock here. And I wish that I had 3 hours to get really unwrapped and get loose in these revelations that I could walk you through. You need to hear part 3 and perhaps part 4 of the global warming effects it's having. And these things, ladies and gentlemen, are going to happen right in the midst of this generation. John 6:39, all of which, Father, thou hast given me, I have lost none. But I should raise it up at the last day. You see, we got a hope. Did you know the godless atheistic society don't believe in the Creator? Did you know the same people that we believe that are God's chosen people don't even believe in an eternity? They have no hope. They will confess it openly. They teach it to their children. And we call them the people of God. How blind, how stupid, how ignorant can Jacob Israel and the blindness, the extentless blindness, amazes me. When you stand and point and put their nose right down into the gospel and ask them to smell and to seek it out, although they're blind. And then they return back to the vomit, like the true proverb that is written in the book of Peter, as the true proverb say, they shall return to the vomit, as a dog returns to his vomit, so Israel returns back to blind Samson at the wheel of the injustice. Did you know we love burdens? Do you know we love to grind? You know we love slavery? You know that we adapt and take the physical pain because we feel like that we are the suffering servant when we are the royal seat of the house of Israel and that we deserve to be kings and we live like slaves at the feet of them that claim to be God's people and are not? John 6:40, I'll raise them up at the last day. John 6:44, I'll raise them up at the last day. John 6:54, I will raise them up. That's Israel in the last days. They shall be anointed. There shall come a deliverer out of Zion. John 11:24, Martha said unto him, I know he shall rise again in the resurrection. And the Father said, I am the resurrection. Folks, it's time to raise from the dead. It's time to raise from ignorance, fear, and superstition, and bound in these slave houses of Baal, where they promote a people that is not God's people. As they've changed the truth into a lie, worship the creature more than the Creator. How long, Jacob Israel, shall we pipe to you and you not dance, and reveal to you and you not respond. John 12:48. I gotta close. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words, as one that judges him, the word that I have spoken shall judge him in the last day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the last day, terminal, end time, climactic generation of global warming. Yes, it's heating up, not only in the earth, but under the earth and around the earth. The heavens and the waves of the sea, the stars, the sun, the moon, the signs are all there. And he's spoken his word that we are in the end times. Just like it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. From the righteous blood of Abel, who was shed by the Cain, and the Cainite seed that has shed the blood from Abel down to this present generation, not one drop, I assure you, not one drop of that righteous blood of the flow from the veins of the Aryan people of Jacob will be in vain. Yes, we've been fodder for the machine of the Babylonian Satan, of the Antichrist system, of the usury system, where the world has been turned upside down with their understanding, where the blindness of blind Jacob, as Samson went into captivity for his disobedience by letting that whorish woman chain him to the wheel of injustice. He ground the wheat, which is a symbol of Jacob Israel, the golden wheat. He pushed him, grounded between the stones. The Bible said, whosoever that this stone, the stone is the name that was rejected from the foundation of the world, ladies and gentlemen. This name is the surname of the house of Israel. It is the people of God. They are my people, my sheep of my pasture. I'll lose none, although he's lost many to the system. There's been a many of a sacrificial offering of the lamb's blood in his people poured out upon the earth. Wars. I want to cover part 3 of the end time scenario as it was in the days of Noah. Did you know what they were doing? Eating, drinking, and being merry. Did you know that the extinction of Jacob Israel is coming up? The Aryan race in the earth is less than 10%, and it's diminishing fast. That we are at an unprecedented time of almost extinction of the house of Israel. But there was a remnant saved in the days of Noah. So shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. He shall cut it short. For if he doesn't cut these times that I've spoken about short, there shall be no flesh of Jacob Israel saved. He wasn't talking about all flesh. Because you know what he said? If he said, then he was erred when he gave this prophecy. That when he comes back, he said they will be eating and drinking and being merry. Many will be eating, drinking, and being merry. But he said, if I don't come back, some race, some kind, some people, my people, Jacob Israel, will perish and become extinct, as it was in the days of Noah. Only 8 souls of generation bloodline of Jacob's house, or the house of Adam, which Jacob was from. And unless that happens, then all of these other who are rejoicing at the fall of the sheep, and as wolves, as predators, as scavengers, the unclean are in the earth, the wicked who will not inherit, for they shall cast themselves and build their way and climb up into heaven. And God said, I will cast them down to hell. And not one drop of righteous blood from Abel till the last righteous drop of blood is shed by the wars of the rich to keep the economies going. Planned, purposed destruction of a certain people, and it's work like a charm because Jacob Israel is blind. They knew not the time of their visitation. Are you hearing me tonight? The wickedness of man was great in the earth in Genesis 6 and 5. Few people know God's way, 1 Peter 3:20. there shall come a deliverer out of Zion in the last days. Ladies and gentlemen, this deliverer is the message of truth, the restoration of the true birthright, the scepter and throne. The stone that was carried by the little house of Ephraim in the wilderness where Moses struck it, and out came water. And it watered 4 million people and all the livestock out of one little stone suspended up on a chain that sits in the house of stone in the nation of Scotland. What a history. No one else, no other kind has that history. Oh my, how it makes my soul tremble in the presence of Almighty God. How that I quake in fear. And as Jeremiah said when he was proclaiming the prophetic utterance of the king's children being scattered abroad, all my bones shake at the revelated plan of Almighty Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to get out of here. My time is coming gone. Don't even have time to give you my address. I will quickly try to get it in here. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. My telephone number tonight is area code 423-626-2172. I'll give you the rest of the story next Sunday night on WWCR Around the World on Shortwave. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that you don't want to miss. I'm very inspired tonight. I feel the anointing of the Shekinah. I know that I have been visited tonight by the Holy Spirit from on high. I know that all the righteous blood that's been shed, I know that the wars that have been fought in the name of Christianity to defend the right and integrity of a democracy, I know all of those soldiers that lie buried beneath the sod in foreign lands have not died in vain. I do know that our Heavenly Father will come back to take vengeance on them that know not God and obey not His gospel. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you on the radio network. Don't remember, the Shepherd's Call is now on the Internet. You can have that connection. Just go to WWCR and click in on your Internet connection for the Shepherd's Call.